We're continuing in Daniel, what they call the sixth chapter. And our next king is Dariavish, what they call Darius. And the Persians and Medes, when they went to war, they made this deal that when the king will be from Mede, then the second in command will be from Persia. And then after he dies, they'll appoint the king from Persia, and the second in command will be from Mede. And they'd keep switching. It didn't last very long, but that was the deal. If you're wondering, in the Knesset right now, there are two groups that have that deal too. But they keep switching who's at the head. V'Dariavish Mada Kabel Malchuta. Dariavish the Mede took the kingdom. Kivar Shinin Shitin V'Tartain. And over here it says it was 62 years. Our sages say it means there were 62 years that he was 62 years old. And it's coming to tell you that 62 years earlier he was born. Why is it important to know that 62 years earlier he was born? So that you know that on the day or in the year that Nebuchadnezzar attacked Jerusalem, that was the year that Hashem brought to the world his nemesis. 62 years earlier is when Nebuchadnezzar attacked Jerusalem. So that's the year that Dariavish was born, who would ultimately take down the Babylonian Empire. So that's our tradition. That when it says here 62 years, it means he was 62 years old. And that's what the Pasuk is indicating to you, that he was born the year that Jerusalem was attacked by Babylon. Dariavish establishes 120 advisors in charge of Persia. And they would be spread out around his kingdom, and they would counsel him how to run his kingdom well. And above them, there would be three in charge of the 120. The Daniel Chadminon, one of the top three councils to Darius, was Daniel. So you have a board of three, and under them 120. So these three men, these three top advisors, would get advice from the 120, and then there would be no harm to the king. Now, one of the laws in Persia and Mede, and this is going to come up a few times, is that you could never undo a law. Any law that's written is eternal. You could never change a law. You could write a new law, but you can't change a law that exists. Daniel, as was often the boon of the Jew, was more successful than everyone around him. Daniel was on top of all the advisors. Because he had the heavenly spirit with him. So the king was thinking to make Daniel in charge of everything. So all the advisors were looking for a way to bring Daniel down. No one liked the success of the Jew. Everyone was looking for a way to find some fault in Daniel to bring him down before the king. They couldn't find anything wrong that Daniel had done, because he was very faithful. They couldn't find anything wrong. They kept looking. They looked over his taxes. They looked over everything he did. They couldn't find any room to bring down Daniel. So they got together and they said, we can't find anything wrong with him. The only way we could bring him down is if we find something that will contradict his religion. If we can find something legal that will contradict his religion, then Daniel will fail. So they united, and they came with an excited idea to the king. Here's what they told the king. King Darius, you should live forever. We took counsel, all the advisors of your kingdom. We decided, we know how to establish your kingdom. And we want to make it that your kingdom will be solidified. We will make the following law, and this will bind people to you. We came up with this plan, that any person who makes a request from any god or any human ad yomin tlatin, for the next 30 days, lein minach malcha, all requests have to be made to you. Anyone who prays or asks mercy from anyone other than you, well, he should be thrown into a pit, into the lion's den. People have to get used to the idea that they pray and they ask mercy only of you. That's a decree we all agreed on. Can Malkat tekim esaravet tushum ketava? Please make this decree and write it. Dilo lishnayach edat madai ufaras dilo tedei, and then it'll never change. You'll have this 30-day period because the Persian and Mede rule is you never change a law. So people have to know they shouldn't be praying to other humans. They shouldn't be believing in the force of other humans. You're the king. So Darius innocently writes this law. And Daniel knew that this law was written. He went home. He had windows open opposite Jerusalem. Three times a day he would bow. He would pray and thank his God. The same thing he had done before he went into exile, even as a child in Jerusalem. That's what he did. So he goes up to the attic, he goes up to the second floor, and he prays. So the men are spying out his house, and they find the time. They find the time that Daniel is praying and asking his God. So they came and they said to the king, you know, your majesty, didn't you write a decree? Anyone who makes a request of a god or a human ad yomin tlatin for the next 30 days other than you are king will be thrown into the pit, to the den of the lions. The king answers, it's true, in accordance with the rules of Persia Mede, and it ain't changing. Okay, we'll pick up here. Bezat Shem, should we continue or stop? Continue?
Yes,
Beidain. Fine. Whoever needs to go should go. Class ended 5 minutes ago. We're continuing. Beidain, anova amrin kodam malka, di Daniel din min b'nei gelota di Yehud, lo sam alach malkatem. So he said, you know Daniel? From the Jewish exile? Well, he doesn't care what you think. V'alesara di reshamta, he doesn't care about your decree. Three times a day he makes his request. When the king heard that, he got very upset. He felt very bad. He didn't know how he could get out of it. He didn't want to do it. He couldn't think what to do. Ve'al Daniel sam bal leshezavutei. He tried to figure out what he could do to save Daniel. Till the evening, he kept trying to think, what can I do to save him? What can I tell them to get Daniel out of this? Couldn't figure out what he could do. What could he do to save Daniel? He thought maybe he'd give money. But none of his ideas worked. So their intent, their insistent, Daniel must be thrown into the den. So now all his advisors are coming around him. They said to the king, you should know the king. When the king makes a decree, there's no changing it. And they're telling him, you can't do this. And he has all his advisors, the leaders of all the different nations, are there pressuring him. So the king orders, they bring Daniel, and he was thrown into the den of the lions. The king calls out and tells Daniel, your God, who you pray to frequently, who yeshes vinach, he should save you, he blesses Daniel, as Daniel is tossed into the den. Vehitait even chada v'sumat al pum guba. So, God could have made all the lions die. God could have made all the advisors die. Hashem could have done many things to save Daniel, but Hashem didn't. And Daniel is tossed into the den, and they brought this big stone and put it above the den. And the king sealed it and signed it with his ring. And he said, you know what? If God wants to save him from the lions, then God could do whatever he wants. I have to make sure that none of these advisors try to kill him from the outside. I have to do what I can to make sure that they don't start shooting him down there. He has so many enemies. And then they'll tell me the lions ate him up. So he seals it. So he does whatever he can to ensure that no one should change what he's decided over Daniel. He's down there. The king went back to his palace and he went to sleep fasting. He couldn't eat. And he wouldn't allow the table to be brought before him. And he couldn't sleep. His sleep was disrupted. He wouldn't let them play music. He wouldn't be able to sleep. As the crack of dawn, the king rushed over there. Ordinarily, he'd wait to 3 hours in the day. And he quickly ran to the den of the lions. As he approached the den, he called out to Daniel in a sad voice. The king called out and said to Daniel, 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 the servant of the living God, the God who you serve so frequently, was he able to save you from the lions? Yachil, could he? Did he desire to? Then Daniel answers the king, Malka la'almin chayi, may the king live forever. Elai shelach malachei, my God sent his angel. Usgalpu mariavata velo chabeluni, he closed the mouths of the lions, they didn't harm me. Kol kovel di kodamoi zachu ishtechachatli, because opposite God I must have found some merit. Vav kodamach malka chavula lo avdeit, and you should know that before you, my master the king, I have done nothing wrong. The king was so happy, he asked to raise Daniel out of the den. Daniel was taken out of the den, and they found no wound in him, for he had faith in Hashem, his God. Pause. This is the story Hashem gives us at a time that what? That the Jewish people are in exile. And the Jewish people have been taken into slavery. And the Jewish people see the Beit HaMikdash destroyed. And they see they have no prophecy. And they don't have answers. And Daniel says, Hashem's in control. It's the recurring theme of the book. Hashem's in control. Hashem has a plan. And even though we're down, it's not over. And so Daniel, who has faith that Hashem runs the show, even though he's done nothing wrong, yet he ends up in the lion's den. And he makes it out. Why? Diamin belahe. Because he had faith in Hashem. V'amal malkah, and then the king ordered, V'aytiv guvraya ilech de'achalu kartoy de Daniel. They brought in the men who had spoken badly about Daniel. U'legovar yevata remo. And they were thrown into the den of lions. Inon, them, b'neihon, their sons, unshehon, and their wives. V'lo metol arit guba. And they didn't hit the ground of the den, Adishalitu Vona Yevata, the lions leaped into the air and took them apart in the air. The Cholgameon Adiku, and they destroyed them down to the bones. There weren't even bones left to be found. Then Darius the king wrote, he sent a message, he sent a letter to all the nations and languages, peace, may you have much peace. I have given out the following decree, that throughout my kingdom, everyone should have awe and fear from the God of Daniel, the Olaha Chaya. He is the living God. The Kayam Lalmin, he is existent forever. He is existent forever. We destroyed their temple, but he, Hashem, is existent forever. His kingdom isn't harmed. Sofai controls things to the end. Again, the message. The Beit HaMikdash is destroyed, and the non-Jewish Nebuchadnezzar sent a letter. And now Darius sends a letter. Respect the God of the Jews. Mesheziv u'matzil. The God of Daniel saves. V'avidatin v'timini does amazing things. Bishmayahu v'ara in heaven and in earth. We all know what happened to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Now you should know what happened to Daniel. Tishaziv leDaniel minyan darivata. He saved Daniel from the lions. VeDaniel dina hatzlach v'malchuto yavesh uv'malchut koresh parsa. Daniel was successful in the kingdom of Darius and Koresh. So this Koresh was the son-in-law of Darius. And at war, Darius will die. Darius will be king for a total of 1 year, and then he will die at war, and they will appoint his son-in-law Koresh as king. Now Koresh married the daughter of Darius. So you have a unification of the Persians and the Medes in Koresh. And here we conclude the first part of the book of Daniel, the stories. Now we move on to the second part, the dreams, the visions, the questions, the angels who will answer, when is this all happening? This is the more difficult part of Daniel. We will begin Be'ezrat Hashem on Thursday. And I hope you guys have the energy to do this.